So, Stroker Boys, I wanted to take a little time and talk to you about why I think you might enjoy giving me a call. I want you to know what does set me apart from others. You know, they say that if you love what you do, you'll be successful, and that loving what you do will also make you good at it. So I qualify for that, for sure. I really can't get enough of what I do. If you think you're addicted to what you do, think the same for me. It's a fact. I had someone the other day tell me that they thought I must be very, very good at what I do because of the amount of repetition that I do. And that might apply for certain calls, of course. But I do a lot of domination. I take control. I listen. I want to hear what you have to say. You know, sometimes telling me about a bad experience you had with another will help me give you a good experience because I will be able to hear what it is exactly that you don't need. I also will be able to tell what you do need, because I am able to extract things from what you say, and that's coupled with, you know, quite a bit of experience, and I can probably make you come harder than you ever dreamed possible. If you're new and shy, I'm also very able to do all the talking, well, pretty much, and that's a relief to some, and then, of course, some of you like to do all the talking, too. It all depends what kind of experience you're looking for. I do guided masturbation. I do orgasm control. I can combine it with email training, ruining your orgasm right up to chastity. I am expert in distance training. That requires commitment on your part. I do not enjoy someone telling me they're going to want that, and it's a one-time, you know, conversation. Let's talk about me in the real life. I'm a cuckold wife, and I certainly know that interests many of you because I sure get a lot of guys asking me, how do I get my wife or my girlfriend to cuckold me? Well, I need to know about you to find out if that's even possible. For some of you, maybe keeping it a fantasy is going to be the best thing. I like cock and ball torture. I enjoy men worshiping my feet. As far as submissive calls, I'm not the girl for you. Like I said, I like to take control. And I do like talking to submissive men. That's a whole nother story. As a matter of fact, I adore a submissive man. You might be a panty boy or a sissy, or just a guy that needs me to take the load off of you for however long you decide to talk to me. You know, you have that pressure all day. You call me up. I make your decisions for you. You don't even have to think about how you're going to jerk off. I'm going to do that for you as well. So, if you want any of these kind of calls, I specialize in femdom. I do strap-on play, dildo play. Let me know what you need. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. I am open to your suggestion. I can feminize you, and I can mix things up. Oh yeah, and humiliation, of course. I do a lot of humiliation. And I'm going to end this podcast on this note. I want to thank you all for being such great friends, great callers, your loyalty. I totally and deeply appreciate everything that you've done for me, and I hope at least by making you explode, I can repay some of that. that, but know that I think you're all very, very special. And I hope to be hearing from you real soon. Mwah! Miss Mandy. Bye-bye.